This is Akashvani, the news read by R.S. Raghu. India hit 9 terrorist targets inside Pakistan, not near the border but across it, crisscrossed terrain during the recent Operation Sindoor. The strikes were precise to the point where the Indian armed forces knew who was where, and the missiles hit nowhere else except the targets. This was stated by National Security Advisor Ajit Doval while delivering his speech at the 62nd annual convocation of IIT Madras at Chennai today.
We decided to have 9 terrorist targets in the crisscross of Pakistan. We missed none. And it was precise to the point where we knew who is where. Entire operation was started at 5 minutes past 1 and was over at 28 minutes past 1.
Mr. Doval also slammed foreign media for spreading misinformation about Operation Sindoor and challenged them to present any credible evidence of damage on the Indian side. Mr. Doval asserted that not even a glass pane was broken on the Indian side.
You tell me one photograph, one imagery, which shows any Indian damage being done, even a glass pane having been torn. They brought out photographs, they wrote this thing, the New York Times put it this thing, put out very this thing. Only imagery, they said 13 air bases of, whether it was in Sargodha, or it was in Rahim Yar Khan, or it was in Chaklala, or it was in Rawalpindi.
The NSA lauded the Indian armed forces for executing precision strikes within 23 minutes, destroying terror camps including LET and Hizbul Mujahideen bases in Pakistan and Pakistan-occupied Jammu and Kashmir. Defence Research and Development Organisation and Indian Air Force successfully conducted flight test of indigenous Astra missile today. This beyond visual range air-to-air missile was flight tested from Sukhoi 30 Mk-1 platform in Odisha. According to the Defence Ministry, 2 launches were carried out against high-speed unmanned aerial targets at different ranges, target aspects and launch platform conditions. In Jammu and Kashmir, the State Investigation Agency SIA conducted raids at 3 locations in Jammu, Doda and Handwara as part of a terror financing probe. The searches targeted a conspiracy involving cross-border funding through cryptocurrency to fuel terrorism and destabilize peace. According to SIA, the operation aimed to identify individuals inciting youth against the country. 22 Maoists have surrendered before the police in Narayanpur district of Chhattisgarh today. District Superintendent of Police Robinson Guria said that a total reward of 37 lakh and 50,000 rupees was declared on these Maoists.
कुल 22 माओवादियों ने नारायणपुर जिले में पुलिस के सामने आत्मसमर्पित किया है इसमें मुख्य रूप से जो डीवीसी सुखलाल जिसने कुतुलिया कमेटी को काफी समय से इंचार्ज रहा है उसने सरेंडर किया अपनी वाइफ के साथ बाकी 1 डीवीसीएम 3 एसीएम 5 पार्टी मेंबर्स के रैंक के थे और बाकी आरपीसी एवं अन्य नक्सल सहयोगियों ने सरेंडर किया है.
The surrendered Maoists will be provided incentives of 50,000 rupees each, along with other facilities under the new rehabilitation policy of the state government. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will distribute more than 51,000 appointment letters to newly appointed youth in various government departments and organizations through video conferencing tomorrow. He will also address the appointees on the occasion. The 16th Rozgar Mela will be held at 47 locations across the country. The government is planning to roll out 1,345 crore rupees subsidy scheme to promote the production of rare earth magnets in the country. Inter-ministerial consultations are underway in this regard. In cricket, India were 107 for 2 wickets against England in the third test at Lord's when reports last came in. Jofra Archer dismissed Yashasvi Jaiswal in his very first over to give an early blow to India. Wimbledon tennis, Carlos Alcaraz has reached men's singles final beating Taylor Fritz in the semi-final clash a short while ago. World number 2 Alcaraz of Spain defeated 5th seed Taylor Fritz of US 6-4, 5-7, 6-3 and 7-3 in 4 sets. Meanwhile, the second semi-final is underway between 6th seed and the 7-time champion Novak Djokovic. And that is the end of this news bulletin.